Chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear, and listen, you peoples. Let the earth hear, and the fullness of it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the Lord has indignation against all the nations, and wrath against all their host. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and the stench of their dead bodies shall come up, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. All the host of the sky shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fade away, as the leaf fades from off the vine, and as a fading leaf from the fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the sky. Behold, it shall come down on Edom, and on the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild oxen shall come down with them, and the bulls with the bulls, and their land shall be drunken with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. The streams of Edom shall be turned into pitch, and the dust of it into sulfur, and the land of it shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke of it shall go up forever, from generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the pelican and the porcupine shall possess it, and the owl and the raven shall dwell therein, and he will stretch over it the line of confusion, and the plummet of emptiness. They shall call the nobles of it to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all its princes shall be nothing. Thorns shall come up in its palaces, nettles and thistles in the fortresses of it, and it shall be a habitation of jackals, a court for ostriches. The wild animals of the desert will meet with the wolves, and the wild goat will cry to his fellow. Yes, the night monster will settle there, and will find her a place of rest. There shall the dart snake make her nest, and lay, and hatch, and gather under her shade. Yes, there shall the kites be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek you out of the book of the Lord, and read. No one of these shall be missing. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. He has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein.